Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells the disciples for a third time about his eventual death and resurrection. And it says, "But the disciples understood nothing about all of these things. In fact, what Jesus said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said." You know, I think oftentimes we don't hear what we don't want to hear. We can be deaf to news that would be too troubling for us to bear. This is likely, I think, what happened to Jesus' disciples. This scripture represents, as I said, the third time in the Gospel of Luke in which Jesus spoke of his impending death and resurrection. And yet, apparently, the disciples were entirely unable to grasp what Jesus was saying. Now, the only explanation for this is that they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to believe it. And so they conveniently chose to ignore it. Now, Jesus' message was, of course, that he was going to have to die to live. And that's so much of the message he tried to impart to the world. We might have to die to truly live. Our lusts and longings, our dreams and desires, our initiative and identity might need to die before we can live more fully as the people God intends us to be. And you know what? That's a scary proposition for many of us, if not most of us. It's a message most of us might choose to ignore. But our ignorance doesn't make the teaching less true or less relevant today. If you want to live, you might just have to die. Let's pray. Lord God, honestly, we tend to do our best to ignore you. In fact, we're so used to turning and tuning you out, it doesn't take much effort to accomplish anymore. You tell us time and time again what is necessary for a meaningful life, and we plug our fingers in our ears and start humming as loud as we can to cover your speech. And we don't want to hear you tell us that death might have to precede real life. We don't want to hear it. But oddly, Lord, our souls really do long for it. So help us to listen more closely to our souls and to our Savior. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.